Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
It's so good to be with you again today. We're in Psalm 119, verse number 60. I'm looking forward to this one, as I am at every psalm as we read together and study, where he says, I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments. You know, don't you love it how he realized that he's been making poor mistakes. And now he wants to do things that are right, as we discovered the last few days in Psalm 119. Now he's making haste. You see the fervency. Now he's moving. He's living his life to do things that are pleasing the Lord. You know, we see it where he says, and I delayed not to keep his commandments. You know, there's a real danger in delaying following the Lord. You know, there are those who say, you know, I'm going to get my life right with God down the road. Down the road when I have my life together, I'll go to church, I'll study my Bible, and I'll sing in the choir or do different things for the Lord. You know, but right now I just got things I got to do. But, you know, we never know if we have a tomorrow. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 1, he says, Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what the day may bring forth. You just don't know. You just don't know. It could be a day that as you head out and something could happen. It's happened to so many people we've known over the years. You know, and so he's telling us to make sure we don't delay. And he was going to make haste, and he did not delay from following the Lord. I love it where it tells us in Ecclesiastes, where he says, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with all of your might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave, whither thou goest. He says, once you've lived your life, he says, there's really, you can't do it. I mean, you got this opportunity, so let's go for it. Let's live for the Lord and, you know, take those steps of faith and live as hard as we can. You know, I remember my pastor, and certainly many of yours, Pastor Chuck Smith, he used to say to me so often as we would come up with some idea in ministry, you know, and he would look at me and he would just simply say, Terry, let's go for it. And I love that attitude. It's almost like the psalmist says, I'll make haste, or let's go for it, guys. Let's do what we can. Let's don't delay ourselves from following the ways of the Lord or seeking after him. He made haste, or he made all speed to get back on that royal road or that special path of life, you know, that's going to lead him to the things that are right with the Lord. And he didn't want to wander. He wanted to keep on that right road without, you know, losing track of what God would have him to do. Speed and repentance, speed and obedience are two excellent things. Let me say that. He says, speed in repentance, as we've been seeing the psalmist turning his eyes back to the Lord. And now his feet are following the ways of the Lord in speed in obedience. See, obedience and repentance go together. First, we need to repent of our sins. We need to turn from the things of this world or things that are keeping us from God. But let's make all haste in following the things of the Lord. We are too often to be at haste to sin. Well, now let's turn it around. Let's with haste seek the things of the Lord and follow after him. Truly, to be slow to keep the commandments of God really is to break them. I think there's much evil in lagging and following the Lord, because the Bible tells us, let's don't give place for the devil. Let's follow him with all of his heart, with all of our hearts. You remember the story. We talked about it in the past, but I love it because it reminds me of this story of this psalmist making haste. It's the story of young David. Of course, we know what was going on when he was young, as he was growing up and being a shepherd in the field. And they've heard that the Philistines had come and challenged them. And they had their big warrior, the guy named Goliath, out there threatening not only David's brothers, but the whole, you know, encampment of Saul, and they just wanted to completely destroy them. And the Philistine had put fear in them because this giant named Goliath was their warrior, was the one that was going to follow him. And so they came out, and they wanted somebody to go out and to fight against Goliath. But David showed up on the scene. He showed up on the scene, and as this man's man, Goliath, this big man, was making his cry out, David stepped in. As he said to this man, Goliath, he says, "This day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand." He was making haste, wasn't he? He was speaking forth. He says, "And I will smite thee and take thine head from thee, and I will give thy carcass of the host of the Philistine this day unto the fowls of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, and all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly should know that the Lord saveth not by sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord, and he will give you into our hand." And it came to pass, I love this part, "when the Philistine arose, he came and he drew near to meet David. That David haste," notice that, "he haste and he ran towards the army to meet the Philistine." And we've been seeing where we see here in our psalmist that how he made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments. Can you picture David, young David, running with what in his hand? A few small stones or smooth stones that he picked up, five of them. He ran with all of his heart to meet that army, to meet Goliath. And it goes on and tells us, and of course it came to pass when David hastened and ran towards the army to meet the Philistine, that David put his hand in the bag. It took thence a stone and slung it and smote the Philistine in the forehead. Boom! And the stone sunk into the forehead and he fell on the face of the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling, with a stone, and smote the Philistine and he slew him. But there was no sword in his hand. Therefore David, notice again, David ran and stood before the Philistine, and took his sword, and drew it out of the sheath thereof, and slew him, and cut off his head thereof. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. Oh, that we would have the same spirit of David, that we would have that desire to seek the Lord and serve after him with all of our heart, without holding back. Notice the confidence that David had, because he knew that God was for him, that he had the power of God working not only in his life, but through his life as he trusted in God's commandment. May we this day to make haste and not to delay from keeping God's commandments. And that's my prayer, not only for my life, but for all of us, that we will seek the Lord our God with all of our hearts. Until next time, this is Pastor Terry. May God richly bless you. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647.